Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 14, 22 to 23. Listen. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." There were two men called Judas among Jesus' apostles. One was Judas Iscariot, who was famous for his betrayal of Christ. The other was the son of James, also known as Thaddeus. He is mentioned in the list of the 12 disciples in Matthew 10:3, Mark 3:11, and Luke 6:16. Very little is known about this Judas beyond his name and his question to Jesus in this passage. "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" It reveals a desire to understand Jesus' plan and mission. Jesus' answer reveals a profound truth about the relationship between love and obedience. He says, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching." Love and obedience are inseparable. True love for Jesus always leads to obedience to his commands. As Jesus said earlier, "If you love me, keep my commands." Some translations say, "If you love me, you will keep my commands." The link between love and obedience is stressed throughout Scripture. In his first letter, the Apostle John writes, "In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome." Love is not just a feeling, but an action, and it is demonstrated by our obedience. John also writes, "And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." Walking in love means walking in obedience to God's commands. Jesus goes on to say that when we love and obey him, the Father will love us, and both the Father and the Son will come and make their home with us. This is an incredible promise. Our obedience to Jesus leads to a deeper experience of God's love and presence in our lives. It is important to note that this obedience is not a burdensome duty, but a joyful response to God's love. As we reflect on these verses, let's ask ourselves, is our love for Jesus evident in our obedience to him? Are we experiencing the joy and presence of God that comes from loving and obeying Jesus? God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.